raise the dead, cleanse lepers, cast out demons.
This is Healing the Whole Person on WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio. Call now with your question, 224-585-WSFI. That's 224-585-9734.
Welcome to this episode of Healing the Whole Person on WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio. I'm Father Michael Sparrow from the Bellarmine Jesuit Retreat House in Barrington. I look forward to taking your phone calls and praying with you today. Call now at 224-585-9734. That's 224-585-9734. Before we take your calls, I'd like to talk to you today about an important aspect of healing, which is trust and confidence in God's mercy. In this year of mercy, we look to the Lord, and I want to encourage us today to pray to grow in trust and confidence in God's love for us. I want to begin by just telling you a little bit about my own story in that regard. I was ordained when I was 28 years old. I entered the seminary right out of high school. I came from a devout Catholic family. I was always kind of pious as a youth, and my faith was reasonably strong. But I fell into a pattern of addiction within my own life, which threatened to destroy my priesthood, ruin my faith, ruin my health. And in the midst of that, I turned to the Lord and begged for His help. And a turning point in my life was when I realized how weak my faith was and how lacking in trust I was. In the midst of that, I wrote a poem prayer that I'd like to share with you. It's based on Psalm 118, verses 8 and 9. We read in the psalm, "It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in humans. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes." I've read books on trust. I've heard tapes on trust. I've written journals on trust. I've preached sermons on trust. But let's begin by my admitting, I don't trust you, God. I'd like to trust you. I've prayed to trust you. I told others to trust you. I told others I trust you. But the truth is closer to fear. I'm afraid. I'm afraid of you. Yes, you, all-judging, all-seeing, all-knowing you. Yes, me, semi-controlled, semi-consistent, semi-confused, me. I'm afraid of what will happen if I ever really entrust my life into your all-powerful, almighty, all-hopefully merciful hands. I've heard stories about your sainted friends waiting dark nights in the cell of their souls, losing their heads at the most inopportune times, fed to the lions for lunch or dressed up for dinner, roasted medium rare. You see, I've talked to your Son, and He assures me, no servant is greater than the one who sends. So yes, I trust you'll lead me to a lonely hill where three nails and two wooden crossbeams are waiting. This won't come as a welcome surprise. And to tell you the truth, I can't trust you'll return 3 days later to keep your promise to roll that stone away. I've been abandoned and betrayed already, thank you. The most trust I can muster is to entrust you my heart 5 minutes at a time. Come, take me as your own. I give you all I am and all I ever hope to be. I am your servant, your friend, your child. Transform me, possess me, liberate me, fill me. Do with me what you will. For the next 5 minutes. Then please come. Please call back again. Re-extend the invitation. Writing that poem prayer was a turning point in my life, because I think it was the first time that I had ever really acknowledged the depth of fear and the lack of trust that was in my life. And when we do that, and we turn to the Lord and we pray to increase our faith, to increase our hope, that's the bedrock on which all healing prayer is based. We come to the Lord with confidence that the Lord knows what is best and that the Lord loves us infinitely more than we love ourselves. And the Lord wants our happiness at least as much as we do. And God knows best how to achieve that. So in the twists and turns of life, if we can believe that in these circumstances, right here, right now, Lord, I believe that you are loving me. So you've just been involved in a car accident and you're laid up in a hospital. To be able to pray, Lord, I believe that even right here, right now, you are loving me and you are sending me all the grace that I need for my healing. You've just been fired from work and you're emotionally depressed. To pray, Lord, I believe that right here, right now, you're loving me. And you are sending me all the grace that I need to thrive in these circumstances of my life. I've used this example before on this radio show, but for me it's the go-to story. Viktor Frankl was a Jewish psychologist who was incarcerated in the Auschwitz concentration camp, and he began to notice that some very strong people in the midst of that confinement got sick, withered, and died. And wizened old ladies or delicate young children actually survived in the midst of that. He couldn't figure it out. There were wealthy people. There were people from all walks of life, and it didn't seem to matter what their education was or even what their religious background was, or certainly didn't matter what their physical condition was. It took him a while to figure out, but then the light bulb went out. Those who could find meaning in their suffering were able to survive. It made a tremendous psychological difference, a physical difference, and of course a profound spiritual difference in their life. He invented a whole school of therapy that he would call logotherapy, wrote a book on that, Man's Search for Meaning. I think we can borrow a chapter from his insight, and if we apply that in this year of mercy, of confidence in God's mercy, remember what Jesus revealed to Sister Faustina, underneath the image of divine mercy are those powerful words, Jesus, I trust in you. One of the ways that I've been teaching people to pray that has come out of my own experience that has been so profoundly helpful for me is to simply name what I'm feeling or what I'm afraid of. Jesus, I'm afraid I'm never going to get better. And then to pray the five most powerful words in the English language, Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I'm depressed right now. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I'm worried about my children. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, my job is on the line right now and I'm not able to sleep. Jesus, I trust in you. To name whatever it is that we're feeling emotionally, to recognize that, to name the feelings, to put it out there honestly in the open, and then to pray in hope and confidence, Jesus, I trust in you. Cardinal Newman was one of the great teachers of our Catholic Church, and he wrote an act of trust in God that I find is such a powerful prayer. Cardinal Newman wrote, God has created me to do some definite service. He's committed some work to me which he has not committed to another. I have my mission. I may never know it in this life, but I shall be told it in the next. I'm a link in a chain, a bond of connection between persons. He has not created me for naught. I shall do his work. I shall do good. I shall be an angel of peace, a preacher of truth in my own place. while not intending it, if I do but keep his commandments. Therefore I shall trust him. Whatever, wherever I am, I can never be thrown away. If I am in sickness, my sickness may serve him. In perplexity, my perplexity may serve him. If I am in sorrow, my sorrow may serve him. He does nothing in vain. He knows what he is about. He may take away my friends, he may throw me among strangers, he may make me feel desolate, make my spirit sink, hide my future from me. Still, he knows what he is about. I love that act of trust by Cardinal Henry Newman, John Henry Newman. If we can live from that place of trust, that's where the healing begins. Jesus has said in Luke chapter 8, verse 50, fear is useless, what is needed is trust. And so to pray every day, Lord, strengthen my trust. Lord, strengthen my confidence in you. Do you have a story that you'd like to share with us? I'd invite you to call at 224-585-9734. That's 224-585-9734. When I began to recognize in my own life how much fear that there was in me, I started praying in a new way. I'd like to share with you another prayer that I wrote that came out of my own struggles. It was naming my weakness and then praying that Jesus would reverse that. Here's my prayer. Lord, you alone can save me. Not my good deeds or my faith or my fasting or my piety, my prayers or my punishing myself. Your love alone heals me. And so I choose you, Jesus, as my Lord, my God, my Savior, my all. For you have already chosen me as your little one whom you love. Jesus, I'm lost. Jesus, be my pathway. Jesus, I'm weak. Jesus, be my strength. Jesus, I'm unforgiving. Jesus, be my forgiveness. Jesus, I'm afraid. Jesus, be my courage. Jesus, I'm violent. Jesus, be my peace. Jesus, I am hateful. Jesus, be my love. Jesus, I am unjust. Jesus, be my justice. Jesus, I am filled with doubt. Jesus, be my assurance. Jesus, I am self-destructive. Jesus, be my self-protection. Jesus, I'm lazy. Jesus, be my energy. Jesus, I'm thirsty. Jesus, be my refreshment. Jesus, I'm hungry. Jesus, be my food. Jesus, I'm discouraged. Jesus, be my hope. Jesus, I'm proud. Jesus, be my humility. Jesus, I'm spiteful. Jesus, be my mercy. Jesus, I'm lustful. Jesus, be my purity. Jesus, I'm jealous. Jesus, be my contentment. Jesus, I'm ignorant. Jesus, be my wisdom. Jesus, I am captive in my sin. Jesus, be my freedom in your grace. Jesus, I am sick. Jesus, be my healing. Jesus, I am but me, your little one. Jesus, be my Lord, my God, my Savior, my all. Regardless of what's going on in our life right now, whatever the circumstances, we pray, Jesus, I believe that you are loving me. Whatever's going on in your life right in here, right now, in the circumstances of your life, as you're here listening to this program, pray with me in the silence of your heart, or pray out loud, Jesus, I believe that right here, right now, you are loving me. We're going to take a short break right now on WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio. You're listening to Healing the Whole Person. I'm Father Michael Sparrow from the Bellarmine Jesuit Retreat House. We'll be right back to pray with you. If you or a loved one is in need of prayer, please call us now at 224-585-9734.
SFI Spotlight, a half-hour conversation with outstanding Catholics from our community and around the world. WSFI Spotlight re-airs on Saturday at 3:30 p.m. or listen on demand anytime by subscribing to our podcast. Visit WSFIRadio.org for more information. It's WSFI Spotlight, a conversation with Catholics living in the light. Only on WSFI Catholic Radio Tuesdays at 7 o'clock p.m.
Are you retired or near retirement? Do you want to keep a larger amount of your assets in a safe place with guaranteed interest rates to protect yourself from a huge market swing? Are you amazed at how low the interest rates are at your bank? If you said yes to any or all of those questions, you may want to call me, Matt Tomlinson, at Catholic Financial Life to discuss our guaranteed fixed-rate annuities. Call 847-548-MATT, 847-548-6288. Products not available in all states.
My name is Father John Grigas. I'm the rector of the Shrine of St. Max and Colby at Marytown. I'm a priest, and as priests, we are responsible for forming you in the presence of Christ through the sacraments, through the preaching, through everything else. But you are the Christ that goes out into the world and brings the good news. And WSFI is one of the main means. And so God bless all that WSFI does. And please support WSFI in whatever means that you can so that this wonderful station may continue to broadcast the good news and evangelize our culture.
WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio is committed to bringing quality Catholic programs to our local community. We only can do that with your financial support. Take a moment now to donate online at WSFIRadio.org or mail your tax-deductible donation to WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio, P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois 60048. That's WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio, P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois 60048. Donations of any amount are greatly appreciated.
Welcome back to Healing the Whole Person. This is Father Michael Sparrow from the Bellarmine Jesuit Retreat House, and you're listening to WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio. If you have any questions or prayer requests, please call us now at 224-585-9734. Again, 224-585-9734. We do have two prayer requests, and I'd like to open up the second half of the show by praying for Gary Chislesko and Rose Dilly. Gary has stage 4 prostate cancer, and Rose should be waking up just about now after very serious back surgery. Please join me in praying for them. Lord Jesus, we praise you and we bless you, for your grace can do so much more than we ask or imagine. We lift up Gary and Rose, and we ask that you would lay your healing hand upon them, that you would surround them with your grace, that you would fill them with knowledge of your divine mercy. Let your holy angels and saints flood the room in which they are right now, that they may feel the support and the companionship of this communion of saints. Jesus, we know that you love us infinitely, and you want only what is best for us. And we pray for physical, emotional, and spiritual healing for Gary and Rose in the way that you want to bestow it. We pray that your holy and perfect will be done in their lives, for when we are in union with your will, Lord, we have what we need. We have not, and we are in need of nothing more. Strengthen Rose and Gary in that confidence that they are in your hands. They don't know what their future holds, but let them know who holds their future, that they are held in love by you, and that you are healing them right now in exactly the way they need to be healed. May they trust in your mercy and believe in your grace. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Our Father, I'm I'm in the studio audience here, and we received an email at WSFI from Beth, and I'd like to read it. Please pray for me. I'm a 45-year-old person, have been diagnosed with breast cancer. I have had a full day of testing yesterday. Quite frankly, I am scared. My emotions run between being mad and crazy with sadness. I can't sleep because I am expecting the worst. I am a believer, although I have fallen short many times and have been on my hands and knees praying for forgiveness of my sins as well as healing. Can you please pray for healing for me? I know this is the only way I can get through this. That's breast cancer, Father. She's terrified.
Yes. And Beth, one of my favorite prayers is an act of hope and confidence in God by St. Claude de Colombier. St. Claude was a Jesuit priest, and he was the confessor and spiritual director for St. Margaret Mary Alacoque, to whom Jesus appeared with the revelations of the Sacred Heart, a sister devotion to divine mercy. In your email, you wrote about being terrified. St. Claude's act of hope and confidence in God is in God's mercy. He lived at a time perhaps not unlike our own. That was a time of great excess, of a lot of sensuality. But there were hardliners in the Catholic Church called the Jansenists that overemphasized divine justice. And as a result of that, the people who were Jansenists, who were trained by them, were filled with fear. And Jesus' answer to that was to appear to Margaret Mary Alacoque with the revelations of the Sacred Heart, which was that in the heart of God is not this divine wrath, but for those who are sincere in their repentance. And I can sense your sincerity, and if I can sense that, then how much more is God able to sense that? This is St. Claude's. Let me just read a little bit of St. Claude's prayer to you. My God, I believe most firmly that you watch over all who hope in you, and that we can want for nothing when we rely upon you in all things. Therefore, I am resolved for the future to have no anxiety and to cast all my cares upon you. People may deprive me of worldly goods and of honors. Sickness may strip me from strength and the means of serving you. I may even lose your grace by sin, but my trust shall never leave me. I will preserve it to the last moment of my life, and the power of hell shall seek in vain to wrestle it from me. Let others seek happiness in their wealth or their talent. Let them trust in the purity of their lives, the severity of their penance, the number of their good works, or the purity of their prayer. As for me, God, my confidence lives in my hope in you. For you, O Lord, have settled me in hope. This confidence has never been in vain. No one who has hoped in the Lord has ever been put to shame.
Father, we have one more request via email from John, and his mom is going in for her checkup tomorrow at the University of Chicago at 7 a.m. Please keep her in your prayers that test results continue to be negative. We appreciate it. Her hip replacement surgery went well, and that is from John.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, there are many stories in the scripture of friends and companions bringing others in need to you. I'm reminded of the most famous of those stories of the companions who brought a paralytic whose faith was so strong that they carried the paralytic up to the roof and of Peter's house and opened the roof and let the paralytic down, that he might be placed in your presence. John has asked us now, Lord, for prayers for his mother. He is carrying her to you, and we join John's prayer in praying for your holy and perfect will to be done in his mother's life. That special bond between mother and child is among the most pure examples of human love that we know of. And so we join our prayer to John's, bringing his mother to you. We present his mother to our dear blessed mother. For Jesus, when you hung on the cross, you entrusted your mother to us. What better gift could you give than to entrust your mother to us through the care of your beloved disciple? Lord, we want to be your beloved disciples. We want to stand in your good graces. And so we ask your mother to wrap her mantle of grace around John's mother, that she may grow in confidence and trust in your love. You said, Jesus, perfect love casts out, through the Apostle John, through the beloved disciple, you said, perfect love casts out all fear. And that's my prayer for John's mom, that she would be perfected in love, and that her fear would be cast out, and that you would grant her the physical, emotional, and spiritual healing that you want her to have. Jesus, we trust in you. Jesus, we entrust John's mother to your care. May your holy and perfect will be done. For in your will is our peace. Amen. Again, that number to call is 224-585-9734. 224-585-9734. When we grow in confidence and trust in God's mercy, we're building the bedrock on which all healing takes place. And so I encourage you to pray as we were praying earlier in the confidence, earlier in the program, in all the circumstances of your life, to pray that little prayer, Lord, I believe right here, right now, you are blessing me. I preached about that at St. Anne's Parish earlier in the week, and several of the parishioners came up and said, Father Michael, that was really helpful. And then 2 days later, a woman came up and she said, you know, I was driving with my daughter downtown, and I got distracted, and I made a wrong turn. And I got so frustrated because I knew that it was going to take me a significant amount of time to turn the car around and get going in the right direction, and I was on a tight schedule. I was so frustrated, I was so angry, that I just let out a string of expletives that I'm embarrassed to admit. And then your words came back to me. Lord, I believe that right here, right now, you are blessing me. And that was the way she started to pray, and slowly her emotions started to shift. She was able to forgive herself for doing something pretty stupid, not paying attention while she was driving. But all of us do stupid things, don't we? God hasn't created us as perfect people. He's created us as people that he loves. Let me close with this section from St. Claude's prayer. Let this be our blessing. Jesus, I know that my confidence can never exceed your bounty, and that I shall never receive less than I have hoped for from you. Therefore, I hope that you will sustain me against my evil inclinations, that you will protect me from the most furious assaults of the evil one. I hope that you will never cease to love me, and that I shall love you unceasingly. In you, O Lord, have I hoped. Let me never be confounded. May Almighty God bless you and your loved ones, and his healing grace be upon you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
You have been listening to Healing the Whole Person on WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio. For more information about this program or to purchase additional CD copies, please call us at 224-206-8455. That's 224-206-8455. Or visit us online at wsfiradio.org.
Your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease.